Hi guys, and welcome back to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. We are back. And guess what, guys?
We are back with your relationship dilemmas. Because honestly, guys, there is a list on my iPad so long with your problems. Makes my problems seem like I don't have any.
Well, Anna, you definitely.
I do. Actually, I have. I could probably do a list like this. But
basically, yeah. Relationships are problems. So yeah. Really think about it if you want to get into one. They're like having a baby.
Yeah,
relationships. Change your decision because you might just get stuck.
Well, you know, you're never stuck. And that's what we're here to tell you. You're never stuck. I just wish I could take my own advice. But yeah.
It's an illusionary state where you feel like you're stuck, but you're not.
Yeah. It's like, we were talking about this last time. It's like an addiction. But last episode, we only actually managed to answer like 5 questions. It's ridiculous.
Because I just can't stop elaborating on these crazy dilemmas.
Yeah. So we're going to try and squeeze in some more. And trust me, I'm not going to leave any questions unanswered. We're going to get to
them. Yeah, because there might be someone sitting there thinking like, I gave my question in.
Yeah.
So am I not important? We are. We're not going to forget about you.
All right, Mandy, are you ready to get your therapist mode on?
I'm just so good at this, man. I'm just so good at advice.
Like, I don't know. Today, I was walking the dogs for an hour and I was listening back to the last relationship episode. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes we do give good advice, but then sometimes we give awful advice.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Anna's our biggest number one fan, I think.
How are you not? I don't understand how you don't listen to our own podcast.
It gives me major cringe.
Why?
I don't know. Like listening to my own voice talking. Ew.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's start because we've got loads to get through. Okay. So
let's dive into this, baby. Let's dive. Let's do this, baby.
My guy best friend keeps hinting for me to cheat on my boyfriend with him. I liked him a year ago, but he disappeared on me and now I've got a boyfriend. Should I tell my boyfriend even though I've turned him down and I've stated I'm in a relationship? So basically, this would be my advice.
I get it.
My advice would be not to tell. It depends what your boyfriend's like. Yeah. If he's anything like my boyfriend or like a Middle Eastern guy, like do not tell him because he's just going to start a fight with you or get angry at you and it's not your fault that the guy likes you and he's hitting on you. There's
if
no
it's
need.
My guy, kind of like ginger beard, he'd probably invite him over for a cup of tea, play FIFA together, you know, watch a movie, spa, probably start becoming best friends. No, I'm joking, but like, I think some guys are more overprotective than others, so you should really assess your man.
Yeah, because it's unnecessary really to tell him. What's the reason?
There's one reason and one very important reason, Anna.
Do you know what that is?
To make him jealous.
Yeah, that doesn't work in my situation and I can never get my boyfriend jealous. He just starts an argument with me and I'm like, it's not my fault. Like
that I'm so hot.
Yeah, like honestly, that shit don't work with me. I just think, okay, if your boyfriend's going to be normal about it, then yeah, why not get him a little bit jealous? But it might backfire on you. What if he says you can't be friends with him anymore?
Well, she shouldn't really be friends with him.
You have to be prepared. Yeah, but the thing is, she might want to stay friends with him.
But you can't be friends with someone that likes you and that you used to like. That's not a friend, babe.
She said my guy best
you
friend.
You keep it as a sighting. That's a freezer thing. You're putting that on the freezer.
Well, she's wrote my guy best friend. And Manny, some people do have friends.
The fact that she called him my guy and then best friend, she's seeing him as like my guy. Her other guy.
No.
Yeah, that's the sweet corn and the rice. Look, in Nando's. That's a side thing.
If you want to stay friends with him, you have to be prepared that if you tell your man, it might backfire on you and you can't be friends with him.
If you're going to stay friends with him, you're a hoe.
That's not true, Mandy. There's people that you're friends with that are guys that fancy you in the past or fancy you now.
They're not my friends.
You've not probably told your man because you know that if you tell him, that he won't let you be friends with them.
Who are you talking about? They ain't my friend. Are you using them for booking?
Acquaintances. Yeah, as in like, that's what I mean.
Well, obviously, if she's speaking to them like once every 4 months to secure a booking or to like, you know, get something... then yeah. It's different. If she's actually having a friend, like, oh my God, who are you texting? Who are you talking to?
I feel like
my best friend.
Me and Manny are going to have an argument over this question. So let's just move on to the next question.
I feel like you're trying to bait me out. I'm saying I'm innocent.
I'm trying to bait you.
I am innocent.
I'm not trying to bait you out. I'm just saying, sometimes you want to keep people in your...
snaky, is it?
Sometimes you might want to keep people in your life. Like, I've had that in my past, yeah.
If your boyfriend is a piece of shit... then you should definitely
keep
these
friends.
Even
my past relationships, yeah. I've had other guys that have, like, been in my life. Like, yeah, for example, so you know what I'm talking about. I've had people in my past, which have been my friend, and I'm not told my man that like he's in the past fancied me and we may have had a little snog, blah, blah.
Yeah, do you want a boyfriend like yourself, Anna? No.
Huh?
Do you want your boyfriend to move like you?
No.
Personally, I don't want anyone that's like me.
Okay, do you know what?
Better, more loyal.
Listen, don't listen to Mandy on this, yeah?
Sometimes they don't need to know. That's
what I've been saying from the beginning. My advice was, do not tell him they don't need to know. It might backfire on you. It's not worth the risk. That was my advice. You keep trying to go against me, yeah? I'm gonna get into arguing with you.
I'm trying to think about it though. It depends on the level of friendship you have with the person.
Okay, look, I'm moving on to the next question. This is why it takes us so long, because we literally stick on a question and it's just like,
it's good. We're showing different sides, different opinions.
Right. Well, the next one is, I'm on an exchange program overseas and I met someone amazing. I'm going to have to leave in a few months anyway, and I know I can't do long distance. So I'm actually conflicted about what I should do now. I know what your opinion on long distance, Mandy.
That's a joke. I can't even do different postcodes.
You're talking about literally.
If it's overseas, I'm seeing someone else. If it's overseas, I'm seeing someone else. You know that, there's so many fish in that sea.
You can't. I feel like it's so hard to trust a man that's like literally, even when you live with
you them. You can't trust a man that is living with you.
Yeah, let alone overseas. Forget about it.
Yeah.
But like, the thing is, Mandy, it's so funny because feel so strongly about this that even like, for example, the last few weeks, if I've had an argument with my boyfriend and I'm like, Mandy, do you know what? I don't know if I can live with him anymore. I'm like, Mandy, I might go live with mum for a bit until I get my own place. Mandy's like, it's not just moving in with your mum. You're actually going to break up with him if you move in with your mum.
I'm like, No, I'm not.
I'm just going to move out. And she's like, moving in with your mum and out is like, only because it's an hour and a half away.
It's actually 2 hours away.
It's an hour and a half away. Okay, 2 hours. She's like, that equals to
who's making
up
that journey, yo? Because I'm not making that journey. An hour and a half.
Well, I'm sure my boyfriend wouldn't make that journey, but there are guys out there that travel 4-5 hours.
Yeah,
to
if you had
girl.
That guy, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. But that guy, he's living in the same house as you and he sees you like 3 hours a day.
Okay, well, my advice would be to this lady or whatever, man, or I don't know. Basically, if you met someone amazing, if they're worth, like, and you don't have any like commitments where you live, maybe move or try and see if they can move closer to you. Because if you actually don't have commitments and you're up for a fresh start, maybe moving somewhere new is exciting. Like maybe where you've been staying, you know,
is the place for
you. You know, don't completely cancel that out.
You found the right dick there.
Yeah, if that person is that amazing, it might be worth it because that might be your future husband. Or see if they would maybe be up for moving. If not, I personally don't believe in long distance. Mandy doesn't believe in long distance, but some people do.
They're like our people that, you know,
there are people that do long distance and it works. So,
yeah,
I mean,
those people
don't just listen
are the
to
people
me and Mandy.
That have like relationships with people they've even never seen before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the people that believe that men can literally be faithful to you and not see you for 6 months. Those people are strange.
Right. Next question is, my boyfriend's been acting up and I noticed he added his ex back on Facebook. What do I do?
That's not your boyfriend anymore. He should be your ex-boyfriend now.
Yeah, that's, I think like him adding his ex
is worse than any other bird.
Yeah. Okay, look, adding his ex back on Facebook, I think is equal to cheating.
That is cheating.
Yeah, because if his ex was already on his Facebook from before, I don't think that's a big deal because that was already there and it's like, it's not been touched, right? But if he's adding her, going out of his way to add her or get back in contact with her.
What's he trying to do?
Or see her profile.
He's trying to warm himself up with an old flame.
Yeah, no, that's not cool.
And he's got the nerve.
Yeah, I would confront him straight away and I ain't letting that slide.
Do not let that slide. That is cheating.
What is his reason?
If he's doing that on virtual technology, what is he doing in real life?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like what a guy does on the internet is a microscopic version.
Really?
Of what he's doing in the world in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw something on TikTok the other day and it said something like, if your partner is showing anger towards you for no reason or getting irritated by you, and you know what I mean? It means that they're like thinking about leaving you or they don't want to be with you.
That's like what women do.
So like it really reminded me because I think towards the end of certain relationships that I've been in when I really didn't want to be in
them, restless around
I started
there,
getting
moody.
Restless and moody. And oh my God, do you think that's what my boyfriend's doing now?
Well, no, because every time you say like, well, I'm going to leave, he starts having a panic attack.
I mean, anyway, to be honest, I wouldn't say like you should think about what social media say because I think social media is a very toxic place. Like on TikTok, they're saying all sorts of things right now. Like I've been seeing videos like every single man's got a side thing, or, you know, if they go on holiday, they're cheating. All these things are so toxic. And if you're in a relationship, you don't have to believe it. Like, because there might be someone...
there's so many different opinions in the world.
There might be someone listening to this and their, like, partner's being irritated by them and they're like, oh my God, they want to leave me.
No, they might just be in a bad mood. Oh my God, me. I can wake up one day and just be in a bad, bad mood.
Yeah, exactly.
And make my poor Ginger Beer's life a living hell. But no, I definitely don't want to leave him. So.
Yeah, but because this one, it says my boyfriend's been acting up and it's in combination with adding the ex back together, it's like not good news. Okay, so moving on from that.
Give me a bigger dilemma.
Yeah, I know.
To be honest, that is a massive dilemma though, adding the ex back, but...
Yeah, that is. Right, 4 years together, we break up, he's following new girls, he's on holidays and he has zero care about my feelings.
I'm not going to lie though, yeah. I feel like men, this is how they act at the beginning of a breakup. They're in their own world. Single now. I can have any pussy I want. I'm free. I don't have anyone ask me what time I'm getting home, where I am, what I'm doing, blah, blah. I'm a free bachelor man.
Yeah.
And then
it hits them.
When they go around and they see what's actually out there mm-hmm. and they see how many rotten fish there are that don't love and care about them and aren't there and doing those little things that fulfill the void in us as human beings, then they're going to crumble and crash. And by then, you're going to be on holiday on yachts and shit with some rich guys.
It's always like that. Like, the thing is, he's acting like he doesn't care about your feelings because he genuinely doesn't care about your feelings right now.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. If they're acting like it, that means they don't. You know, you don't need to look into it.
They're dumb.
And I know it hurts so much. Go back and listen to this Two Shall Pass episode of Heartbreak. You will get better in time and you will get over it. And this is how it always works with men. At the beginning, they're all good, doing their thing, and then they realize. And this is exactly what happened with me and my ex. Oh my God, I'm already calling you my ex. This is what happened with me and my boyfriend. We broke up. I was in bits, crying, going through the process.
And he was fine.
He was doing his thing with his friends.
Sleeping around,
whatever, having fun. He didn't give a shit about my feelings. And then what happened?
Anna was doing her thing, living her best life.
3 months later.
On a holiday, looking hot, you know, chatting to guys, getting out there. And then what happened? He turned up out of the blue. Oh my God, I made a mistake.
Yeah. Nah. So.
Well, yeah. Anna said yes. She didn't say nah. She should have said nah, but.
Yeah. As long as you just realize that you're going to be okay and that they probably will realize their loss.
They only realize their loss when you realize your value.
100%. That is so true, Mandy. I agree.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. So next one is, how can you tell if a guy is interested but playing hard to get?
Guy playing hard to get? Yeah. No. If a man wants you, he'll move mountains,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah. If he's acting not interested, it's probably because he's not interested.
Yeah. Listen, don't believe what they told you when you were a kid, all right?
Yeah.
The biggest lies they told women. If a man is mean to you, he probably likes you. If a man teases you, he probably is interested. No, it's BS.
Yeah, you need to watch that movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
And then you'll realize he's just not that into you. Well, I mean, it depends. How old are you? He's playing hard to get. Were you school kids?
Are you like primary school? Because in primary school, I'm like, I guess.
If you're in primary school, you should have Instagram. You shouldn't have answered our question.
Okay, so.
Anna, you're going through the questions quite quickly. So I hope we do have enough.
Oh my God, I've got loads here. I've told you.
All right, because I just
want... What is your problem?
I don't know. I'm worried we're going to run out of questions.
You've got an issue with me.
I've got questions as well.
I'm in the mood for a fight. Have you got an issue with me?
Where are you getting this from?
Watched Peaky Blinders last night.
You got an issue with me, did you? What, season 6?
No, I'm rewatching some of it. Okay, anyway. We're going to go topic right now. All right, next one is, I had sex with a man.
Ooh.
But then found
Do
out...
Do you, girl?
But then I found out that he has a girlfriend. I feel so bad, but I like him.
I don't know what it was with the way you read this question. I had sex with a man.
Well, that's how they wrote it.
I had sex with a man,
but then found out he has a girlfriend and I feel so bad, but I like him. Okay, I don't know what you mean by I like him. Okay, I feel you should, like, you don't need to feel bad because you didn't know that he had a girlfriend.
Exactly.
It's not
what
you're
feeling bad about.
Yeah, what you should feel bad about is if you continue to sleep with him. Then you should feel bad. Now that you have the knowledge that he has a girlfriend and you continue to sleep with him, then you should feel bad.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Why are you looking all confused over there?
I was just thinking, yeah, like back she said, I had sex with a man and then found out he has a girlfriend. I just want to say, welcome to the life of the Middle Eastern women. Welcome to our world.
Most men that you don't realize they all have wives.
Not girlfriends, wives.
Yeah.
Welcome to our world. Second of all, yeah, agree with Anna. You shouldn't feel bad. I understand what she's saying though. Like now, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
But you didn't know.
So you can't beat yourself up about it. You didn't know.
Look, when I was younger and I was like, maybe sleeping with a man that had a girlfriend or a wife, I didn't care. I was thinking, well, he's going to find another hole anyway. Do you know what I mean? I might as well be that goal.
Yeah, but
I might as well do the goal with the hole.
No, but I don't.
But now
I've always been so against it.
I don't
want
to participate in such infidelity.
No, Manny, you know what? The reason why you feel like that now, and it's nothing to do with your age. It's not because you were younger and you were like more careless back then. The reason why you won't do it now is because you're in a proper relationship. Yeah. And now you are that girlfriend.
Yeah.
Before, you were never in proper relationships.
Yeah.
Me,
all you exes, you don't count.
No,
you don't count. Anna said it. Say it loud, Anna. Say it loud for my ex.
They don't. I've always been in relationships. I've hardly really been single. So for me, I've always been the girlfriend. So that's why it's always been a weird thing.
No, but
to
my
me.
I didn't. I mean, I just want to split out there. Now, like, my mind did change. My opinion did change on this matter
because
before on my last relationship that was shit.
Okay, so yeah. Exactly. As soon as you became the girlfriend, you changed. Because yeah. You're putting yourself in that in the shoes. What if it happened to me? Okay, you like the man, yeah, that you slept with. That's okay. You know, feelings, you can't control them. But
fucking one more time. Take some pictures of him fucking you.
No.
Then blackmail him for money. Say, I'm going to tell your woman if you don't pay me.
Oh, ignore Mandy. She is joking, yeah? Guys, they're gonna take you seriously.
Joking.
They don't know your humor.
But it's a very good idea though.
No,
you
really
think about it, no?
No, it's not.
You could use that for a long time. I'm joking, guys. I'm actually joking.
Oh,
That's so fucked up. It should be a movie.
It's illegal, yeah?
It's illegal. It's evil.
It's evil.
Yeah, obviously, he doesn't deserve that. He does deserve a little, like, you know.
He's a prick, but most men are pricks. He's a prick, but most men are pricks. It's not your responsibility to...
Don't tell the woman either. Because that ain't your business, man. You don't know how these women,
I've got a story to tell about that.
A lot of these women that in these relationships are so dumb, yeah? No, some of them are just actually being like fooled and they could be any of us.
Do you not remember what happened to me?
But there are some women that are just so dumb that they'll believe their man over anyone and anything.
Yeah, do you not remember what happened to me?
You can literally bring them fingerprints and they'll be like, no, that's not my man.
I personally experienced it when someone that was in a relationship was trying it on me and like we were going for dinners. He even tried to sleep with me, but back then I was like a bit more innocent and I was like, no, you have to wait. And I was making him wait. And then
he was waiting
next
while
thing
he was,
you know, I got a message from this girl's sister on Instagram and she was like, are you, you know, seeing this guy? Because he's my sister's boyfriend. And I was like, what? And then she called me and then I was like,
it was a sister beef.
Yeah,
it was
Anna,
me and Maggie. Against two other sisters.
And anyway, in the end, I told her everything about her boyfriend. I sent her messages.
Sent her
anyway,
messaging.
She believed her boyfriend.
She was like, you ho.
She stayed with him. And
leave
not only
my
them,
man alone.
And he started like being the most... He messaged me some text saying, you're going to regret doing this. And like, he lied to her and said I was a family friend. If some weird shit happened. Next thing you know, like, he made my life hell for like 4 months. Do you remember, man?
Yeah, what did he make fake pages of you?
Fake
like, put a fake arses he found on Google and said it was yours and shit.
Yeah, it was
basically, a sociopath.
Trust me on this, it's not worth it to tell the girl about it. But look, I want to get to the point where she said, I feel bad, but I like him.
I don't know. If she's asking me, point blank, girl to girl, tell me the truth. Has this guy betrayed me? I'm telling the truth. But don't go. I won't go out of my way. Yeah. I won't go out of my way to tell her.
Yeah, true. So anyway, don't continue sleeping with him because you don't want that bad karma in your life.
And you're sharing like vagina juice.
Like, you just don't want that bad karma. Like, one day you're going to have a boyfriend and do you want that to ever happen to you? Because what goes around comes around.
Comes around.
And it's going to hit you hard when it comes back around because you're going to be
all right,
the girlfriend.
Now I'm scaring her. But you didn't know, so you got no karma going on right now.
No, right now she's not because she didn't know. But she said, I like him. And what if she's tempted?
You like him. But, you know, so does somebody else that was there way before you.
Yeah. Okay, so next one. The guy I'm seeing keeps changing his Instagram from private to public. What the fuck is this? That's so weird. Imagine like you're seeing someone and they're like, they go on public and then private, then public.
I'm just trying to think why.
Okay, do you know what it is? How do you know that he's going from public to private? You must have a fake account watching him firstly.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Anna, you should really become a CIA detective or some shit. I mean, the things you think about, your brain works differently.
I'm just saying.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, because how does she know?
No, so really you're both as weird as each other. You're both weirdos. So maybe you're just meant for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, let's
see. Oh no, maybe her friend, Anna.
Yeah, maybe her friend.
Yeah, sorry. I take
that
back.
How often is her friend checking?
Well, maybe
her
she saw it once. And then after that, you're going to keep checking, no?
True. Okay, so what's the reason why he's doing that? What do you think would be the reason? He's trying to hide something from someone. And then he wants, then he like lets loose.
So it can only be stories. That's it, basically. You're supposed to, like, you're not doing that. He's only hiding stories from someone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm smart too. Yeah. Don't think it's just you.
He's hiding his stories from someone.
That's why he's going private. There you go. We have solved your case.
The fact that he's going public to private to public to private, he's hiding his stories from someone.
So maybe there's a bird.
Mandy, man. All right, stop giving her, this person, like, trust issues.
Yeah,
sure. No,
maybe there's a guy. Because I believe, you know, that... most men are swinging that way. I sometimes think my ginger beard is gay, to be fair, which nothing wrong with that. But...
well, there's nothing wrong with being gay, but...
I'd like to know.
He's in a relationship with you, so it's wrong in that way.
100%. It's like Grace and Frankie. You don't want to end up like Grace and Frankie on Netflix.
Like, I mean, if he is gay, I just think it's so weird how when people come out as gay whilst being in a relationship, they get praised for it. Because, like, yes, it's amazing that you're out of the closet now, but what about the person you're in a relationship with?
She's wasted her entire life and she's not going to grow old with the person that she thought was heterosexual.
Yeah, like, it's not nice, is it?
No, it's horrible. Hopefully in the future, there won't be so much stigma against it and people won't have to
lie
and make somebody else's life a lie.
It's like,
I don't know how we got onto this. The poor woman was just asking why is he going from public to private, and now we're like
he's gay.
Yeah, he's gay. You know, psychologists say that more women come to like therapists and psychologists with the idea and notion that their partner is gay than they're cheating. Would you believe it?
Oh my god, that's mad. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Okay, next one is, I've got a major foot fetish, but I don't know how to bring it up.
Who is this, a girl or a boy?
Doesn't matter.
Imagine a girl with a foot fetish. I haven't heard of that. It's always men with strange
desires.
It's
always men, yeah. But I mean, either way, men or women, how do you bring it up?
Let me give you a massage.
Look, I would say no, none of that. Yeah. The real thing and best thing to do is own it from day one and be confident about it. If you're confident about it, then people will also think that, like, what the hell, there's nothing wrong with it.
I think, though, get the person to like you first. Because when someone likes you, nothing's off-putting.
I don't know. It's not off-putting, though. Like, why would you want to be with someone that's going to find one of your big fetishes off-putting?
Certain things, yeah, that, like, if your partner did on day one, yeah, probably you'd be, like, laughing to your friends about it. But now you're, like, so close that it's different.
I don't know. Personally, for me, though, like, I just find when a guy is confident about something from the beginning, if you're going to hold it back and tell me later on, it just puts me off because it gives me the ick because I'm like... you're obviously not confident enough to tell me about it from the beginning. If you just own it straight away and be like, yeah, what and what? This is
I agree about owning it straight away, but I think warming into it like a proper fetish. Don't dive into that kind of fetish.
Because, I'm not saying you meet them on a first date and like, hey, hi, my name is Mark and I like to suck toes. I don't mean like that. I mean,
just like, oh, I got a little thing for feet, you know, like pretty feet.
On your first date, you're going to be talking about things that like you both enjoy.
Yeah, like when you're getting into the fetish, like kind of gradually get into that.
No, I mean, you've got to talk about it before, though.
Yeah.
And just like straight away.
I've never had a guy, with foot fetish. Maybe my feet are nice. I ain't got that. I mean, I think my feet are nice, but they're not like foot fetish kind of feet.
I always, in the past, have had a lot of foot fetish people. Even Jordan from Love Island had a foot fetish. He just owned it from the beginning. I just find confidence sexy, so I don't really care.
I find guys with foot fetish butters. I don't care. And I feel like maybe this is why this person is like scared, because it would give me an ick.
What? Why?
Something like submissive about it.
Not at all. I think it's sexy when a guy like caresses your feet or like sucks
on your
toes. I don't
know, man. It gives me the ick. I don't know. I could have the nicest feet ever. And if I just want to see if it's like... it depends. If it's like a... in the spur of the moment, like sex scene, you know, and you see it in a movie and he like goes down from her, you know, her midsection, I don't want to say it on here, and then goes down and then touches her feet and sucks her feet. If he's always on the feet, if he's a foot guy, like the people out there have actual foot fetishes, they masturbate to feet, they get hard off feet, they need to be touching feet, foreplay needs to be feet. Fuck out of here, bruh.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not imagining it like that. I'm just imagining like...
If he gives it like a tiny bit of attention here and there, like, yeah.
Yeah, like imagine like he prefers the feet. Over the boobs.
That's not a foot fetish. Whatever you're experiencing is not a foot fetish. Foot fetish is like, that's my thing.
Yeah, nah, that's a bit mad.
Icky.
Yeah, but look, if someone's going to want to be with you, they're going to have to like... like if you have a foot fetish, you want to want to be with someone like Mandy.
Exactly. You need to find the right person for you.
I just think Mandy's advice is so shit about doing it slowly. You say it straight away from the beginning. Be confident. Own it.
I said, excuse me, my advice is not shit. I said, say it from the beginning. But do not start. Like, you know, if someone's uncomfortable,
say it from the beginning. You know what? Say it in the first fucking 1 minute of meeting them. You know why? Because if they feel the way Mandy feels about a foot fetish, then bounce from that date and go on to another girl. 100%. Because you're going to be wasting your time.
But there are some people that can be swayed into things. Like,
but that's why I'm saying,
there are people that can be swayed into things. There might be people that think, okay, whoa, never come across that before. That's a bit strange. But they might be down for it a month later. They might be shoving their foot in your mouth. So like, gradually, you know, take it slow.
I say it from the beginning.
Say it from the beginning.
I say it from the beginning because you know why?
Okay, what if you're on a date? Obviously, Alan's not understanding English on this episode.
And then you don't tell them about the foot fetish. Your bill comes and you'll be spending drinks, shots, drinks, expensive steak. The bill's like £400 and you don't even know if this
like
girl,
I said,
you don't even know if this girl is down for the foot thing and you just spent £400 on a steak. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what most men do when they don't even know if she's down for a fuck thing, let alone a foot thing.
All right.
Who cares?
Okay, guys, moving on. Right. My boyfriend deleted messages with a girl once I asked to see them. He said there was nothing between them.
He's a cheater.
If he's deleting the messages,
he's cheating on you, honey.
Once you ask to see them, there's obviously something to hide.
He's a chichi.
He's cheating on you. Full stop. I don't even need to get onto this. Like, literally, don't need to go on.
There's nothing to hide, but yet I am hiding things. How does that make any sense? It doesn't. Don't be naive. Don't be that girl.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have anything else to say about this question. It's pretty point blank, like what he's doing.
Yeah, the no evidence because he's removed it is basically evidence.
Okay, next one's really interesting. It is, I've never felt a love like this, but I never want kids and he's dying to be a dad.
Aww.
It's crazy. Do you know how many couples or marriages break up, end in divorce because of this situation? It's crazy, yeah? It happens so much. Even, what did she say about being in love? So
she said,
sweet. I've never felt a love like this, but I never want kids and he's dying to be a dad. Uh-huh. I even saw something on TikTok. This girl was crying and she was like, just ended my 8-year relationship because he wants kids and I don't. And it's weird because it's usually actually the women.
No. Go women.
Mandy, most of the time it's women that don't want the kids and the man's pushing for the kids.
Oh my God, wow. And you know what? Things have changed. Back in the day, obviously women would feel like they're programmed to basically have kids, raise kids, and they would have like depression afterwards. They would be miserable. They'd be stuck at home feeling like they're stuck with the role of being a mother, but they don't want to be one. And I just feel like it's so nice that some women have the choice now. They're not kind of like stereotyped.
Yeah, exactly.
Having to be.
But imagine feeling a love like she's never felt before. And she's so in love. They're in a long-term relationship. But she doesn't want kids. Like, she's adamant that she doesn't ever want kids.
Like, there's no compromise on this as well. What is your compromise? You can't have half a kid.
Yeah. It's like you literally have to be ready to. Because, like, once you have kids, that's basically giving up your life.
I think this conversation, just like the foot thing, should be spoken about very early on.
Really?
Yeah, I do think. It depends what age you're at. When you're at our age and you start dating, like, you need to start having this conversation.
It's true. I think it's an important thing to make up. But you know what it is, Mandy? You never ever think that it's actually going to be the reason you break up. You could probably have a conversation at the beginning and be like, I don't want kids. And he's like, yeah, but I do. And you just still continue to see each other because you don't realize
imagine
how
that
deep.
Imagine that person is so serious. Like, so.
Yeah, but at the beginning, you're not going to be like, by the way, I am so serious about this.
There are people that are like that. They just know. The problem in this situation is that, like, people's feelings and minds change.
Yeah.
So you might want kids and then 5 years down the line you decide you don't ever want kids.
Yeah. What do you do? You just have to part ways, I guess.
Yeah, because you can't deny someone the experience, you know, of having a kid.
Do you think you should have a kid just because of the love that you have for the man? I don't think so.
Because
it's like, that's the wrong reason, I think, to have a kid.
If her reason is because she doesn't want to have that primary role of caretaking, then maybe the compromise can be that he's the full-time dad and she stays to work.
I get what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? So it really depends on what the reason is.
Yeah. But if that's not the reason.
If it's because she doesn't want to ruin her body and she's got bad genetics of like, some women have very bad genetics.
Oh, I don't think that's a good reason to not have kids.
There are some women that they're like, in my genetics, it was like very bad stretch marks, this and that.
That's a bullshit reason to not have kids and lose your man over. Like, really? That's such a shallow reason to actually lose your relationship over.
Yeah, true.
Forget they're just not having kids. You're actually going to lose your relationship as well.
Yeah, but what if someone was like, I don't want kids and plus, like, I don't want to have to deal with these, like, scars?
I think that's shallow. I get,
but then anyway, then you could think about a surrogate. I was trying to say, like, there's situations, and you don't even be like, okay, then we'll get a surrogate. Like, it depends on the reason,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, if there's a way you can work around it just for the like, not losing your relationship, then try.
If there's, like, a very rare genetic disorder that you have and you don't want to pass that on to your kids, sorry, oh, no, yeah, compromise on that.
No,
like,
no
he,
compromise.
He might want to gamble. Don't do it.
No. Yeah, figure it out. And if you can't, then I guess that the relationship will have to be over.
But you know what? I think about it like this. If you both don't want the same things in life, then maybe you aren't meant for each other anyway.
That's true. But a love, they never felt a love like this.
Yeah, well, and you get over it. Everybody gets over everything.
Yeah, do you know what? There's been things in the past that I've not experienced again in relationships. Because this is what I always think. Because one of my friends recently was telling me, like, the guy that she's seeing now is nothing like the guy she was seeing before. And she keeps comparing. And I said, you know what? Yeah, like, you can't compare, because there's things I've experienced before which I will never experience again. And there's probably won't experience again. And there's things that I'm experiencing now that I've not experienced before. You can't compare.
What, a horror movie?
Oh, Mandy's very anti-Catholic.
But I think it's true. You experience new benefits and new pleasures in your, yeah, relationship that you don't have in the last one. But I mean,
you might not experience a love like that.
I know, for example, if imagine, like, right now, Ginger would have said to me, I want a kid right now, right? I was, like, recently, because we know we've been looking after the dogs as well. We've been, like, co-parenting the dogs. I don't have you anymore, like, sharing that responsibility with me. I'm on my own with it. It made me realize I don't want kids right now in my life. I'm so not ready. And I know I would probably end up doing it because I love him so much.
Mm.
I'd be miserable, yeah? And I'd be depressed. And I'd probably ruin our relationship.
Yeah. It's a big sacrifice. And you shouldn't be doing it just for the sake of your relationship. That's the main point. If you can try and come to some compromisation, like, compromising from both sides, okay, just, like, to save your relationship. But don't ever do it solely just for the fact of saving your relationship.
Yeah,
if that
I
makes
agree.
Sense.
100%.
But yeah, like Mandy said, I think that's a really good point. Maybe you don't want the same things in life. You might not experience another love like that, but you might experience something else with your new partner that you find in the future. You might experience
saving
career
money.
Goals that you work towards.
Do you know how expensive kids are?
You might have, like, you might motivate each other in different ways or care for each other in different ways. It might not be love. Do you see what I mean?
What do you mean, Anna? You're basically saying you might end up with someone that you don't love, but they're your friend.
What I'm saying is, like, different relationships bring different benefits. It might not be like a love, it might be a lust, or it might be more like motivational. They might make your life better
know,
in different
whatever
ways.
Whatever you've done here, it's been a flop. I just want to put that out there. Like, whatever, it might not be a love, it might be a lust.
Okay, look, there's been relationships.
Nobody wants lust over love, honey.
Mandy, I've had relationships in the past where they've motivated me to be a better person, be more motivated in work. They might have not been as much like amazing sex, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like the relationship I have now, a lot of negatives, yeah, but then there's a love there that, like, I've never experienced before, or lust or whatever. Do you see what I mean?
No, there's not. Love and lust are very different
okay,
things.
Do you know what?
Let's just move on.
You know, I've digressed anyway from this whole thing. Next
God,
one.
Obviously, like, I think Anna needs relationship advice herself. She needs to send in some questions.
Okay. I'm a guy that's married to a woman, but I really want to have fun with a man. Am I bisexual? And
oh!
And
oh,
let me finish, Mandy. Am I bisexual and where do I look?
Well, obviously you're bisexual.
That's not true. Just because you've done something with the same sex doesn't make you bisexual. It could be like you're experimenting or you're just doing it for the fuck of it. A lot of people, especially in this generation, just do it for the fuck of it.
Yeah, look, I've done it for the fuck of it. Like, I wouldn't say I'm bisexual because I have no attraction or emotion, feelings or any, like, nothing towards women.
Yeah.
But I just thought, for the fuck of it, it was fun.
Yeah.
But and he is saying for fun.
But he didn't say, oh yeah.
As an
he
experience.
Said, I really want to have fun with a man. Yeah, maybe he's experimenting.
Obviously, like, it's so weird because we're stereotyped to think when a guy does it, he's bisexual, he's gay.
Yeah.
But when a woman does it, it's like normal. Girls snogging best friends, girls, oh, I had sex with one of my female friends. It's like not a big deal. But like, it's become normal in a way in our generation, become normal. But with men, it's such a taboo still.
Which is
not fair.
It's not fair. And look, what's the problem here? Isn't the fact that you want to have fun with a man? It's not the fact that are you bisexual? Are you not? And he's asking, where do I look? The problem is that you're married to a woman and it's not fair on the woman.
Yeah. And it would be the same way if it was a woman married to a man. Look,
yeah.
The problem here is with this world is that when a woman has a man, husband, and she probably wants to get with a woman, most men probably, I don't know if they care.
They'll probably get turned on by
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. But with women, obviously, they do care and it does bother them.
Yeah. Okay, look, the first thing you need to do, if it's such a big urge that you cannot resist and you really want to do it.
And if you have such, like, an urge, you should be able to do it.
No, he's married, Mandy.
Oh, is he married? I thought he had a girlfriend.
I'm a guy that's married to a woman, but I really want to have fun with a man. Am I bisexual and where do I look? If it's a big urge that you cannot resist and it's like, it's to the point where it's getting in the way of your life and you really want to do it, you need to be open in your relationship and tell your wife. But you have to be prepared that you may lose your wife. Yeah? Which probably would be the fact, because most women, I'm pretty sure, won't be up for that, you know?
I'm not gonna lie, this whole thing is scaring me. Like, that's mad, because I swear, like, that shit's not floating in my boat. Like,
yeah, I mean, there is might be a very small percentage of women that will be okay with her man experimenting.
I'm not in that percentage.
Yeah, I'm not as well. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if the urge is so strong that it's worth risking your wife over, then you need to be open.
And honest.
And honest. But if it's not, and losing your wife would be the worst scenario, then do not act upon it. I think in daily, like in life, you're always going to have urges and things that you want to do, and you have to weigh it out, I think, personally.
Yeah, like food.
If you're in love with your wife and you're happy and it's just like a little urge that you're having, I think, what do you think, Mandy?
I don't know, you know.
Because like, okay.
Yeah, because look, heterosexual men that are in monogamous relationships and married have urges to fuck other women.
Exactly.
They're not acting upon it.
But they resist.
But they resist.
So that's why I'm...
So you do the same thing.
That's why I'm treating it like that. Like I'm treating it like in all marriages, you're always going to have certain
urges. But if it's
urges.
This alien fantasy that like he wants to experience, you know, because, it's a bit different.
Because he's asking, is he bisexual? But the fact that he's asking...
He's questioning his sexuality.
Yeah, but the fact that he's asking, is he bisexual? He's not saying, am I gay? He's saying, am I bisexual? Because he knows he's married to a woman and he knows that he's obviously attracted to women.
Yeah.
So you're in love with this woman and you're married. Like once you're married, that's it. That's the whole point of marriage.
Yeah.
So who cares if you're bisexual or not? It doesn't make a difference. You're married now. You've tied the knot. It's for life.
But then why is he sending in this question? Because no guy would send in a question saying, oh, well, I find this other woman.
Because he's basically up for cheating because he's like, where do I look?
Yeah. So I really don't think he should be in this marriage. Because you don't see a man sending in questions saying, oh, well, I want to have sex with other women.
Because they don't question it. They just do it. Don't they? They just cheat.
Well, maybe he's less inclined to cheat because it's with a man. With a man.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be the driving factor like of not cheating or cheating.
Yeah, exactly. So this person is a cheat.
Yeah, it makes no difference if it's a man or a woman. You are married. Yeah. Like, full stop. And that's why... I think in all marriages, like forget relationship, marriages, when you're with someone for such a long time, there's going to be temptations and urges along the way.
Yeah, but the whole reason you walk down that aisle and you make those vows is basically saying that I'm not going to give in to those.
Exactly. And if you're willing to give in to those, then you have to be willing to risk your marriage. And that's what you have to do. It's like a little weighing scale, isn't it? What's more worth it? Imagine he acts upon this urge and like he tells his wife or acts upon it and loses his wife and then he realizes... Fuck, like I miss
over
my
like some fun.
Yeah, I
love, lost the best thing in your life.
I love my wife. And as for the bit where do I look, I'm not sure where, like, I don't know, there must be
Grindr, honey.
Grindr is good for like just having straight sex, isn't
and
it?
And that's what he wants.
Yeah,
fun.
So I wouldn't know really more about that. I'd say have a little look online,
but don't because you're married.
I think maybe we do one more because we are.
Okay, good.
On the last one now.
Nothing that's going to make me paranoid about my partner.
My boyfriend of 2 years I have a baby with is abusive. He calls me ugly, disgusting and fat daily.
Oh my God. Okay, this is bad.
This is really, really bad.
This is really bad. You need to get the fuck out. I don't know. Listen,
boy, I'm actually like, I feel so sad right now. I just feel so
This is why,
sad.
Look, you have a baby. You have to be careful who you have a baby with. You can't be just getting pregnant with anyone because baby basically means you're stuck. That's the glue. That person is going to be in your life now for the rest of your life. But really, he shouldn't.
He's
well,
not going
to deny a man the right to see his child.
Yeah, but doesn't mean that he's going to have to be in her life. He can be in the baby's life, but doesn't have to be in her
life.
Being
in the baby's life is being in your life because that's your baby.
In that way, it's
as in they can never become... A stranger. Well, I don't know if they're dead, alive, or in Australia. They are going to be in your life for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I mean, he calls her all these names. I don't know if he's physically abusive, but emotional abuse is just as bad as physical abuse. I don't think there's enough awareness on emotional abuse, you know?
Yeah, because you can't see mental scars, but they run
Sometimes think, yeah, it can be worse. Physical is like pain and then boom, like you like heal. Okay, it's not,
worse,
but I think they go hand in hand. Like they're just as bad as each
other. Yeah, they are definitely just as bad as each other.
Calling her ugly, disgusting and fat on a daily basis.
Are you giving birth to his child? Oh my God. Okay, look. People have said this to you probably a million times. So I'm just going to say it again. You need to get out of this relationship. And it really is as simple as getting out of it.
Honestly.
It is that simple. There is no, you need to leave.
Don't you think you deserve so much better like than this treatment? No one deserves to be treated like that.
No, and honestly, the reason he's calling you ugly, disgusting, worthless, whatever he's calling you, is because that's exactly what he thinks you think of yourself.
And the fact is that you do. You have zero respect for yourself if you're staying in a relationship when someone's abusing you like that on a daily basis. You have to hold yourself higher and not allow this to run.
Yeah, look, if there's financial reasons you're stuck in that, you need to speak to the council, government. If there's too much strong emotional ties, lean on friends, family. And if they're not there for you, there are groups and organizations that will help you, because this is emotional abuse. There's no sugarcoat in this. That's what it is. Right now, you're sending in this question so like lightheartedly, like, someone's made you think that this is not emotional abuse, that this is not domestic violence. You are in an abusive relationship. This is a domestic violence case. You need to go and seek help from organizations and speak to like-minded women who have come out of this on the other end, and they can talk some sense into you, sweetheart, because...
Please, please go and get help.
Please.
Yeah. And
then when you're better, you turn around and be like, you ugly.
Yeah, you fat.
You... I can't say fat.
Well, he called her fat. So she's just calling him fat.
You fatter. Yeah?
We can't even laugh. Honestly, can't even laugh about this. It's actually a serious thing.
She's going to laugh though when she's out. And he's bummy out. And you're the next woman. Warn every woman.
Yeah.
Warn every woman. Don't let him come inside you. You're going to be stuck in an abusive relationship.
Anyway, on that note, guys, thank you for listening.
Yes.
And we will be back.
We will be back next week
with more.
Bad advice. No, I'm joking. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we'll see.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.